Woman and Doja Cat on Kiss. Think of the highest pressure jobs. I mean, there are a lot of tough physical high pressure jobs. I was thinking about window washers on the towers downtown.
Oh, yeah.
I always think about dentists for some reason.
Tell me why. High pressure jobs, dentist.
Well, yeah, not so high pressure. But whenever you talk about jobs that you're fascinated by, I always go to dentistry.
That's interesting. And to each his own. I was actually looking at the tallest building downtown, Detail A, right? And there's the window washing device machine is yeah. up on top. And the window washers have to get in it and ride it down outside, scale the building yeah. from the top down to wash the windows.
Right. Terrifying.
Like the U.S. Bank
Terrifying.
Tower.
Terrifying. Mm-hmm.
Terrifying.
Like they do that here, where this is only six stories.
But still, you're hanging by rope. Mm. Like what is it inside of you that gives you the ability to not get afraid?
And they're
that's
friendly.
Strong.
They'll wave at you.
Right. like but that's powerful. So that's a high pressure job. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, that's a high pressure job.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a family. And you got to be able to right. put it down, but can you?
Right. She's a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old, like young kids.
Right. And yet you're given a briefing every single day at the White House. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. So we'll talk to her after 9 o'clock. But I want to go back to, it's big game week here at Kiss FM. Tubbs, you got a team?
Not really.
Team Rihanna.
Team Rihanna. Tanya, you got a team? Do you and Robbie have a team this weekend?
No, we do not have a team.
Tuesday, you and Michael have a team?
I'm going to be rooting for Philly because I can't root for the Chiefs.
So it's by default you go for Philly.
By default, I just got to go to Philly. And you know what? They were basically undefeated like the whole season. So you know what?
Kelly Ripa's dad, Joe, is a big Eagles fan. So I'll go with Philly as well.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's so good. That's how I do it too. If I know anybody connected to either team,
I got
to
pick a team.
Like I was going for the 49ers because Christian McCaffrey's on it. And right. I love Olivia Culpo. So I was like, yeah.
But now mm-hmm. you can get really into it. Mm-hmm. Like you can get into it.
Yeah.
All right. So 35% of adults rely on their parents financially. We found this stat kind of interesting here. 35% of adults, it's over 1 in 3, admit they still have at least one bill paid by their parents.
Huh.
Most common are rent, groceries, and utilities. That's not just millennials or Gen Zers. That's 35% of all adults any age.
Yeah.
So we were checking here. Tanya, anything still paid by your parents?
Well, not paid, but they pay it. Our phone bill, because it's under like this family plan that we've had for forever.
They pay yours and Robbie's?
No. Me, my brother, my sister.
Oh, all right.
It's very like our family plan from like when I was in high school. But we all
But that's a long rollover.
But we give them the money back. We don't like.
Oh, okay. So they just keep the plan.
And you remember to give the money every month.
I don't, but I do it in chunks. Like, I'll like give up the more. Do you know what I mean?
Exact?
Yeah.
To the exact number?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Sisney, how about for you?
No bills, but my dad, because when we were all kids and were driving, he put us all on AAA memberships. Which
my dad did that too.
Still to this day. Pays for our AAA memberships. So
you're not going to bring it up.
No, but it's really funny because my AAA card says I've been a member for like 47 years or something.
You're like, yeah, that's
member
right.
Member in good standing. Yeah. More than 1925.
That, like, literally like since 1960 something.
That's amazing. Yeah. Tubbs, anything paid for by your parents still to this day?
No. They stopped paying as soon as I turned 18.
Oh.
I had to pay rent.
You had to pay rent to your parents
yeah.
to live there?
Yeah.
I like your parents.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see. Samantha?
I still live with them, and I don't pay rent or anything. So literally the opposite of Tubbs.
Still live with your parents, and mm-hmm. what about food?
I mean, like, I will get my own groceries, but if, like, they're making something for everyone, I'll eat it, too.
How long will they let that ride?
That's a good question. I think they still are. They're like, so, you know, like the last
game,
like, what are the plans? Yeah. But I'm like, you know,
what about your boyfriend?
We are long distance. So yes. So
that's not with them, with you.
No, 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 no. So that's also an issue, but
yeah. Well, it's a short break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put a pin in those.
Yeah. We'll come back to that. Ruby, how about you? Are your parents paying for anything still?
No. Unfortunately not.
Yeah. You can hear it. My parents know. I think I had a AAA car when I first moved to California as well.
Uh-huh.
But the deal was I had to pay for my rent and everything when I moved out if I wanted to stay out here and not finish college. That was the deal.
Yeah.
The deal was if you can't afford your day-to-day costs, then you have to come back and finish college. Well, I was like, well, that doesn't sound fun.
No.
So I'll drive the Star 98.7 van from back in the day.
Make it work.
All right. So on our staff, it is not quite 35% of adults. It's like 75% have things paid for here. Coming back with Fall Out Boy tickets. Would you want? Next.